From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has made history by visiting Hiroshima, Japan. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945. After laying a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, Mr. Obama spoke of the lessons to be learned from the event.
Mere words cannot give voice to such suffering. But we have a shared responsibility to look directly into the eye of history and ask what we must do differently to curb such suffering again.
After his remarks, the U.S. leader greeted two Hiroshima survivors attending the ceremony, clasping hands with one man and hugging another. The United States dropped two atomic bombs on Japan in 1945, one on Hiroshima and days later one on Nagasaki. Nearly 140,000 people died in Hiroshima or shortly thereafter. Japan surrendered and ended World War II shortly after the bombings. G7 leaders said Friday that Britain's exit from the European Union could have devastating consequences for the world economy. In their final declaration after a two-day summit in Japan, the G7 countries said that the so-called Brexit would reverse the trend towards greater global trade and investment and the jobs they create, and is a further serious risk to growth. President Barack Obama has urged British citizens to stay in the Union. Britain holds a referendum on whether to stay in the EU next month. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas as thousands of protesters gathered in central Baghdad Friday and attempted to enter the so-called Green Zone. For the second week in a row, the protesters, many of them supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, breached a barbed wire barrier and attempted to pull down the concrete walls surrounding the international zone, which contains the main Iraqi government offices. Last week, demonstrators forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office before being driven out by security forces. At least two people were killed and dozens were injured in the melee. Al-Sadr has demanded that the current government be replaced with technocrats. Human Rights Watch says around 165,000 civilians are trapped near the Turkish border as a result of the latest fighting in northern Syria. Islamic State militants launched an offensive in Aleppo province, capturing a string of villages from rebels, bringing them to within 3 kilometers of the rebel-held town of Azaz. Azaz, on the Turkish border, hosts tens of thousands of internally displaced people. Turkey has closed its borders with Syria for the past 15 months, and Human Rights Watch says that Turkish border guards enforcing the closure have at times shot at and assaulted Syrian asylum seekers. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it is upset about the substandard conditions in which refugees and migrants are living in northern Greece. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR is urging the government to move them to better sites just days after it closed the Idomeni refugee camp on the Macedonian border.
The UN Refugee Agency agrees conditions in Idomeni were abysmal, but notes the people have been transferred to sites that are also well below minimum standards. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says some people have been packed into derelict warehouses and factories. She says air circulation in these places are poor and supplies of food, water, toilets, showers, and electricity are insufficient. The UNHCR is calling on the Greek government to immediately identify and establish new sites that are in full compliance with basic humanitarian requirements. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. economy expanded at a disappointing annual rate in the first 3 months of the year, but new data show that it wasn't quite as bad as first thought. The Commerce Department reported Friday that gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 0.8% during the first quarter. That's 0.3% higher than government economists had estimated earlier this year, but it still reflects a slowing economy. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.